Good morning. This week's parasha is Parshat Naso. Parshat Naso is a continuation in the book of Bamidbar, which is also called Chumash HaPikudim, the Chumash of Enumerations. And so in Parshat Naso, we continue having enumerations. The beginning of the parasha, we have the enumeration of the family of Gershom, the Levites, who were responsible for carrying the curtains and the beams. And then we have the enumeration of the family of Merari. At the end of the parasha, we have the enumerations of the different sacrifices that were brought. Every one of the leaders, the princes, the Nesiim brings a whole list of donations and sacrifices in the inauguration of the Mishkan. That too is enumerated. So our parasha is called Chumash HaPikudim, our book, the book of enumerations. Yesterday I had the good fortune of sitting next to a soldier on the bus. And as we spoke, I said to him, you know, perhaps the most important thing for you as a soldier is to know the importance of what you do. All too often, a person can start thinking that what they do is not important. And that's one of the most dangerous things in doing mitzvot and in being part of a team, and even more so in being a soldier. I said to him, you know, Chazal tell us that when the Jewish people were counted, so every Jew met Moshe Rabbeinu. Part of the counting was that every Jew got to have their moment with Moshe. Think about it. If you would have a moment with the Ramatkal, if the chief of staff came to you and said, Avi, what you're doing is important, keep up the good work, hopefully you'd be able to hold on to that feeling. That, tell us Chazal, was part of the enumeration. It was an opportunity for every Jew to meet Moshe Rabbeinu. And perhaps this too is why the book is called Chumash HaPikudim. The word pakod means to count. The word pakod means to remember. When Hashem came to take the Jewish people out of Egypt, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, pakod pakadti etchem. Remember, I have remembered you. And in Shir HaShirim, we describe how Hashem revealed to us that He was standing behind the wall all along. We were suffering in Egypt and we thought maybe God has forgotten about us. And the first words Hashem tells us when He sends Moshe to take us out of Egypt, what's the code that Moshe is the great Redeemer? When Moshe says the words, Pakod Pakadti Etchem. Redeem, I have redeemed you. Remember, I have remembered you. I've never forgotten you. And this is a concept that holds a person throughout his life. When a person begins their morning and says, Modei Ani, a person is right away reminding themselves that Hashem is connected to him. When a person says, Rabba Emunatecha, how great is your faith in us? You've given me another day, another opportunity. I matter. When a person remembers that they matter, that what they do matters, that's when a person has the motivation to do what's right. Shabbat Shalom.